You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So disappointed.
Oh, he'll forget about it in 5 minutes.
And it'll do you good. Breath of fresh air, just for an hour.
No, I can't, Helen, not with this hanging over me.
Oh, Rob.
I just can't relax. Not until I've spoken to Jess.
I honestly don't see what good talking to her is going to do.
Probably no good at all, but I've got to try. I can't get it out of my mind.
I know.
Ever since that letter arrived. No, I mean, I know she's never going to forgive me for leaving her, but this is insane.
I'm ready, Mummy.
Oh, put your coat on already. Right, come here. Let me do it up for you.
I hope you have a nice time with Mummy, Henry.
And you.
No, Rob isn't coming with us today.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Henry, but someone's got to cook the lunch.
Mummy!
Well, usually yes, but not today.
No, Mummy's going to go with you to Lower Loxley, and then I'll have your lunch all ready when you come home.
Aww.
Come on, sweetheart.
To come.
Well, I saw the treetop walk at Christmas, remember? You got a shirt to Mummy now.
Mm. Bye, darling. Right, don't forget your hat. It's going to be really cold up in those trees. That's it. Now, say goodbye to Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Come on, then.
Oh, you're there.
Hello, Rob.
I've been trying to reach you all weekend.
I'm flattered.
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
What?
I have just been sent a letter by some outfit called the Child Maintenance Service.
I'll have to call you back, Rob.
No, don't ring off.
Sorry, but as you can probably hear, your son needs my attention.
That is not my son. Jess. Oh, hell.
Aren't you ringing this morning?
No, we've got several visitors. So for once, we're awash with keen ringers. Thought I'd earned a Sunday off.
All right.
I was just wondering whether you're doing anything this afternoon.
Why?
Well, Alistair's away all day at some do in Worcester, and Mum's coming over for tea. Do you fancy joining us?
Oh, I'd love to, Shula, but I really ought to stay here.
Oh, why?
Well, the children have got exams coming up, and I've already had a row with Freddie about his homework.
Oh, dear.
If I'm not here to keep an eye on him, I know it's not going to get done. So, thank you, but I'd better say no.
Oh, well, some other time.
Although, actually...
What?
Is there any chance you could come over here instead? Or are you making a cake?
No, Mum's bringing the cake.
Oh, well, in that case, you should definitely come. There's nothing like Mum's cake for putting Freddie in a more amenable frame of mind.
All right, then. About three.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye, Sheila.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ellen. What's Henry up to over there?
Hunting for a squirrel, I think.
I see. I wasn't expecting many visitors this morning.
No, the weather's not looking very promising.
What have you got planned?
The treetop walk. Rob took him up at Christmas.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Do you?
I met them just as they'd come down. Henry insisted that he ride to the orangery on Rob's shoulders.
Oh, he loves that.
Lily was just the same at that age. Rob's so lovely with Henry, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Now, you may have noticed as you came in this morning a beautiful old plough just outside by the porch. The reason it's there is tomorrow is Plough Monday, traditionally the day agricultural workers return to their labours after the Christmas festivities. Now, you all know the story in the book of Genesis of how the Lord God put Adam into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it.
Ooh.
And this is precisely what our farmers are doing all these centuries later, cultivating and keeping our own garden, this beautiful piece of Borsetshire.
Oh, dear.
Mum?
It is their working the land, season after season, that has moulded this community.
What is it?
that has allowed it to grow and prosper.
Nothing.
They are the custodians of the land, obliged to care for it and keep it in good heart, to pass on to the generations that will come after them.
Mum, are you all right?
Yes, yes. It was just Alan's sermon.
What about it?
Well, didn't you think... It felt to me as if he was having a go at David and Ruth.
What?
For not being good custodians of the land.
Oh, Mum.
They've cultivated the garden, but they haven't managed to keep it.
It's not their fault.
No, I know.
They didn't choose to have this wretched road driven through the farm.
They did choose to sell the land to Justin Elliot.
Yes, but if they'd let it go to auction, he'd have probably got his hands on it anyway.
Yes, I know. But I'm not sure that... There are a lot of people in the village who don't seem to understand that.
No, maybe not. But I'm sure Alan does.
I hear it in the shop. Rather, I don't hear it. People stop talking when they realise I'm behind the counter.
Do they?
But I know what they're saying. There's this general perception that David and Ruth have let the side down.
But you know it's not true. You know how they agonised about the decision.
Shula!
Oh, hello, Alan.
Oh, morning, Jill.
Morning.
Please do pass on my thanks to the Save Committee for the loan of the plough.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's Fallon, you have to thank. She's the one who found it, hanging on the wall of the Plough Inn at Webster Bridge.
But it was the Save Committee had the idea, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. We thought we'd use Plough Monday to relaunch the campaign. Remind people how this village only exists because... Well, because this is farming country.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do in my sermon. Anyway, what's next for the Save campaign?
Well, we're all going to have our photograph taken with the plough tomorrow, which will go on the website, and we hope in the Echo, although they're not being very cooperative at the moment.
They're not going to object to advertising the jumble sale, surely?
I hope not.
That's the next big event, is it?
Yeah, next month. We've got to raise more funds somehow.
Well, I shall certainly have plenty to contribute to it.
Will you?
Mum started on the monumental task of clearing the Brookfield attic.
Oh. Right. Don't play games with me, Jess.
What's your problem, Rob?
What's my problem?
I said I'd call you back.
I've received a letter.
If you knew the first thing about babies, you'd understand. When they cry, it means they need your undivided attention, and your son is no different.
What do you mean, my son?
Well, excuse me, but your name is on his birth certificate.
What?
And you are still my husband.
You've named me as the father of your child.
His name's Ethan. He's absolutely adorable. He's got your nose.
You cannot say that.
You haven't seen him.
The birth certificate, Jess.
There's a very definite resemblance. Your mother says he looks just like you did when you were a baby.
You've got my mother involved in this.
But she wants to know her grandson, even if you don't.
You have no right to name me as the father.
I have every right.
Why are you doing this?
Why? Because I want what's due to my son.
Your son, not mine. There is no way I'm paying maintenance for that child.
Well, if that's the way you feel, you'll have to prove it, won't you?
What?
You'll have to take a paternity test.
I don't have to prove anything to you or anyone else.
Because you can't, can you?
I refuse to be blackmailed.
Blackmailed? Is this a guilty secret that you don't want anyone else to know about? That you've had a child with your wife?
You can't force my hand, Jess. There is no way that I'm accepting that child as mine.
So take the test. What are you so afraid of?
But Mum somehow got it into her head that it was an attack on David and Ruth.
Oh, no. I mean, I know David's come in for a bit of flack.
Yeah, and Mum's picked up on it. And you know what she's like.
Takes it personally if any of us gets criticised.
Exactly.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, David's definitely made the right choice.
Yes. Although...
What?
There is a little part of me that feels guilty about getting the money.
Well, you shouldn't.
Which is why I'm still doing all I can for the Save campaign.
It's your inheritance. And as far as I'm concerned, it's an absolute godsend. Mm. It means I can cover the overdraft and start planning for the coming year without a constant nagging worry about how I'm going to pay the bills.
Oh, it's nice to hear you being optimistic for once.
Yeah, well, it's not just the money.
How do you mean?
Well, I've been thinking, and... Well, the one good thing about... Well, about what happened last year...
Oh.
It made me realise that I'm still capable of caring about somebody else. So maybe there's someone out there.
Oh, Elizabeth.
And I haven't felt that before, not since Nigel died. So I'm feeling a lot more positive about the year ahead.
Hello. Oh,
there you are, Mum. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, did you get soaked?
No, I had my mac and hat. I've left them dripping in the hall.
Oh, it's bucketing down now, isn't it?
Lily was only wearing a fleece, so she's had to go and get changed.
And Freddie?
No, he didn't come out with us. Said he had work to do. He was sitting at his computer.
Yeah, probably on Facebook.
Shall I give them a shout?
I'll make the tea first.
I'm so sorry.
Stop apologising.
Yeah, but to completely forget even to turn the oven on.
So lunch was a bit late. We survived.
It's just that Jess said she'd ring me back and I was sitting there waiting and waiting.
Okay, so tell me now. Did she call back?
Yeah, eventually.
What did she say?
That she's put my name on the birth certificate.
What?
Yeah, can you believe it? I mean, she was always a bit unpredictable, but this... It's pure vindictiveness.
She's delusional. She's really convinced herself
that the
baby is yours.
No, she's doing it deliberately. And she's got my mother on side.
What?
According to Jess, my mother believes this kid is her grandson.
You are joking.
Oh. Mum always thought Jess could do no wrong. And of course she played the perfect daughter-in-law in front of my parents, so they never saw the other side of her. They never knew what I had to put up with. And now you're having to put up with it too. I'm so sorry.
Oh, darling, it's not your fault.
You know what it is? She can't forgive me for being so happy with you. So she's going to make it her business to undermine our relationship.
We won't let her.
No, we won't. She's not going to get away with this.
So what are you going to do?
I'll call this EMS. I'll tell them the truth. I'll explain exactly what Jess is doing. And that there is no way I'm the father of that child.
Pip says she's not coming.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have to hurry back. She'll do afternoon milking.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
Aren't you?
She's so convinced that robotic milking is the only way to go, there's obviously no point even looking at a conventional parlour.
Oh, well, that's not fair. She's also promised to help your mum get some more boxes down from the attic.
All right.
Have you seen Ben's room?
No, why?
I told him to go through his stuff to see if there was anything could go to this save jumble sale. So he's pulled everything out of the cupboard and the chest of drawers and left it in a heap on the floor.
Mm, typical. Anyway, you fit. Shall we make a move? Oh, no. Hello. Oh, hello.
Thanks, Sabrina. Roy! Hello.
Oh. Tom. Hi.
Sorry I haven't been round since I got back.
No, you've...
How are things?
Oh. Okay. Do you want me to get the door?
No. I can manage. It's only a few pots of yoghurt. Mum usually does the deliveries, but we're all having to pitch in and help at the moment.
How is your dad?
Getting there. Slowly. But he's definitely on the mend.
That's good.
I was really sorry to hear about you and Hayley.
Yeah, well...
I've been meaning to call round, but with one thing and another... you're around this evening? We can meet up for a drink at the Bull.
No, I'm working. I'm on nights this week.
Oh. Okay.
Some other time, maybe?
What about this afternoon? Are you going to be at home?
Well...
If I call round about four-ish... Could you run to a cup of tea?
Okay. Yeah.
Great. See you later.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, okay. All right, bye. Bye. That was Gail Emerson.
I gathered that. And she's talked to Ros and Steve?
Well, she's talked to their solicitor, who's talked to them.
And they've said no?
They've said it's only because we're converting Hadley Hoch into a dairy farm that we're going to need such a sophisticated slurry management system.
And they don't see why they should pay for it?
They're not prepared to knock 140 grand off the asking price.
I never thought they would.
And they're saying the upgrade they've already done is sufficient for a non-dairy operation.
I don't buy that. The changes they've made are minimal. And anyone buying that farm would hear alarm bells when they found out about that dispute with the Environment Agency.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
So they really should make a contribution, at least.
Well, that's what I said to Gail.
They've got to make us an offer.
We've barely paid off half the loan we had for our new slurry tank here.
Yeah, and how we agonised about that.
If we'd known then that we'd be leaving Brookfield, I'd have patched the old pit up.
The badgers would have dug it up again by now. Anyway, come on. Let's go and look at this Milton parlour.
Mmm. Nice soup. Parsnip.
Mum made it.
So, how did you get on with the deliveries?
Fine. Although, shop is in a bit of a state, isn't it?
What do you mean?
There was this big delivery of tin stuff just dumped on the floor, so you had to manoeuvre your way round it. It was actually quite difficult to get to the chiller.
Well, where is it left there?
Tina said Anya had a doctor's appointment.
Right.
So she'd had to serve and had a chance to take it through to the storeroom.
Well, she should have asked the delivery man.
Anyway, I shifted it for her. But honestly, Helen, the storeroom was in a worse state than the shop.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I was there last week, remember? I've seen what it's like.
So, what are you going to do?
It's not actually my responsibility anymore, Tom. Tina's the manager.
But if she's not coping...
Yes, okay, I'll try and sort things out, but... Frankly, I've got more than enough on my plate at the moment, just keeping the dairy going.
I know that. But the shop was always your thing.
Yes, all right. I get the message, okay?
Okay.
So how's Johnny been with you today?
Well, I've not seen him much since he got back from Leeds this morning. Why'd you ask?
Well, you remember on Friday at Mum's party?
Oh, yeah?
He got really stroppy with me about that delivery note.
He did overreact a bit, didn't he?
Well, I was wondering. Do you think he could be dyslexic?
Well, I did wonder. But how could he have gone all through school with nobody spotting it?
Well, it depends on the school, doesn't it? A lot of kids find their own ways of coping.
But you'd think his mum and Eamon would notice.
Not necessarily. If he didn't want to admit he'd got a problem and deliberately tried to hide the fact.
But you and I have both noticed.
Yeah, but... Well, I can't speak for Eamon, but Sharon was never one of life's academic types.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
Hmm.
I mean, he's a real grafter. He tries so hard, and he's obviously not stupid.
Could you have a word with him, do you think? Man to man?
Me?
I mean, after last week, I don't want to antagonise him again.
I don't know.
Dad would do it, if he was here.
That's my lad, Tim, putting them through.
Afternoon.
Hi.
Now, when he finished college, which was about 4 years ago, the herd only numbered 110. But to make the farm viable for two generations of the family, we had to up the numbers.
So, how many have you got now?
Well, we first upped it to 130. But we were already spending 2.5 hours getting them all through the parlour, and that pushed it up to, well, nearer 3 on a bad day.
I'm doing that twice a day.
Leaves you no time for anything else.
What sort of parlour did you have before?
It was a herringbone, but my dad put it in, it's over 30 years ago now.
So, how long ago was this installed?
About 18 months.
Did you consider robotic milking?
Oh, we looked at it, yes. My son was dead keen.
So's our daughter.
But there really isn't the space in this building for robotic units. We'd have had to knock it down and start again.
Mm.
And the cost of rebuilding on top of the cost of the machines put it out of our league.
Yeah, they don't come cheap, do they?
Neither did this, but it was worth it.
So, how long does it take to get the herd through?
Well, we're up to 150 cows now, but they all go through in about an hour and a half.
So, you're milking 40 more cows, but saving an hour on each milking.
And the shorter milking time means the cows spend less time standing around in the collecting yard. And that's reduced bullying within the herd.
Oh. Great!
There's also a marked improvement in lameness.
What about mastitis?
Less of a problem, mainly because we're spotting it earlier.
Now, this is a 50-degree parlour.
Yes, gives the cows a bit more room, but actually it takes up less space.
Uh-huh.
And because we've got the automatic segregation gates, the whole thing can be run by one person who never has to leave the pit.
Mm. And what about cleaning the place up after milking?
You press a button.
What, and that's it?
Yep. The whole thing cleans itself.
Wow.
Sorry, it's a bit of a tip.
Don't apologise, mate.
Well, I keep trying to tidy up, but it never seems to make much difference.
Takes a bit of getting used to coping on your own, doesn't it? You live on microwave dinners, but somehow the sink ends up full of dirty crockery.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing after. After the... Well, you know.
I remember.
And when I first arrived in Ontario, I holed up in the apartment I'd been given and never went out except to work. It got pretty rank in there, I can tell you.
I just can't seem to... Every morning I tell myself, today is going to be better. Today I'm going to get myself organised, but somehow all my good intentions...
I know.
They just...
Let's have a cup of tea, shall we?
You have the sensors in every stall, you see, and, well, for example, you only have to look at the computer screen to see which cows are bulling, which ones need drying off.
And has that helped with fertility?
Yes, steady improvement in the calving stats.
Brilliant.
Well, thanks for everything, Dennis.
It's been a pleasure.
I have to say, it's very reassuring to see another family farm that's making a go of things.
Especially in the present climate.
Yeah, been a bit of a rough year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck with the move.
Thanks.
Hope it all goes well.
We'll see you again, I hope.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a nice man.
What a nice parlour.
You really liked it, didn't you?
Didn't you?
Yeah, it was great, but...
And a heck of a lot cheaper than a robotic system.
We don't really have to worry about the cost.
No, I suppose not.
But... And we're going to be building a brand new parlour, don't forget.
Yeah, but it's like Dennis said, they decided to stick with what they were used to. And that... that's like a kind of super futuristic version of what we've got at Brookfield.
You'd feel at home in there.
Wouldn't you?
But you know what people say.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're being dinosaurs. That we should be looking not just to the next 5 or 10 years, but 50 years ahead.
You reckon in 50 years' time all cows will be milked by robots?
No question. And it'll happen a lot sooner than that.
And Phoebe, I can understand why. I mean, the initial shock, finding out that her dad was...
An ordinary, fallible human being?
That's not how she saw me.
No, I know, but...
So she went to home farm to stay with her grandparents. That's fair enough. But now Kate is back.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and Kate, well, she's done far worse things in her time.
Yeah?
Yeah. But now, all forgiven and forgotten, apparently. But Phoebe still won't set foot in this house.
Give her time.
Oh, but it's been weeks, months. And I miss her. Miss her laughing and yelling at me. And a terrible music. And a massive sulks. And then there's Abby. I mean, she doesn't have a clue what's happened, poor little mite. And I know how she misses me. I talked to her on the phone and it's... Not, when are you coming to see me, Daddy?
Surely Hayley's not stopping you.
Oh, no, no. I've been over to Brum a few times. But it's hard. I mean, they're living with Hayley's mum and dad, so...
Right.
And I don't want to rock the boat, Tom. I'm just praying that Hayley's going to see... Going to find it in her heart to forgive me.
You still want her back?
Oh, of course I do. Oh, I still love her so much, and I miss her. I miss her every minute of the day. I can't imagine the future without her and the girls, and it's all my fault. Not just for that stupid fling, but for not telling Hayley the whole truth. If I could have just come out and confessed what I'd done, be completely honest with her.
That was my big mistake. If I could have just been straight with Kirsty.
Yeah?
If I could have just admitted to her that I was having doubts. Instead of which, I end up doing something I can never forgive myself for.
Yeah.
Women seem to manage these things so much better.
Yeah.
But don't give up hope, Roy.
Sometimes it's hard not to.
I know. But... When you hit rock bottom, well, the only way is up.
Anyway, love, now you've fixed the date for the wedding.
Oh, well, I haven't even begun to think about wedding food yet.
Well, you're not doing your own catering, surely?
Well, not single-handed, obviously. Oh,
you'll have much too much else to think about, believe me. Have you had any thoughts about your dress?
No.
Well, look, have a look at some websites and get an idea of the kind of style you want to go for. And then, well, I'd love to help you choose. I really would. And obviously, I want to get something special for myself. Mother of the bride and all that. So I thought we could go into Felpersham, you know, to that lovely, what's it called, that designer wedding shop?
I'm not going there.
No, just to have a look. Don't have to actually buy your dress there.
I don't see the point of spending a fortune on something I'm only going to wear once.
Oh, I'll give you a bit towards it.
No, Mum. The thing about this wedding, I'm marrying Ed. He's not going to care if I turn up in my pyjamas.
Maybe not, but I will. You've got to splash out a little bit.
What, like Kirsty did?
Well, no. That was way over the top.
I'm not going to spend money we don't have. So, yeah, I'll find a dress. I'll find it in a charity shop or on eBay.
What? You can't get married in a second-hand dress.
Why not, Mum? Give me one good reason.
I felt really guilty about not getting in touch with him before, so I invited myself over.
To Willow Farm?
Yeah.
Is it all right if I go now, Gran?
Would you like some more pie?
No, that were grand, thanks. Only I want to get on with setting up this race for the cows.
There's no hurry.
All right, it gets dark soon after four.
It won't take us that long to check them over.
Well,
that's all right, Johnny. You get on if you want to.
And give my love to Grandad, won't you?
Of course I will.
So I'll be out in a few minutes.
Okay, see you this evening, Gran.
Bye. He's so keen, bless him.
Yeah, makes me feel old.
Anyway, you were saying about Roy.
He's not coping at all well. The house is a tip and he's... Well, he's completely lost without Hayley.
Poor Roy.
I really didn't like leaving him on his own. He was such a good friend to me after... You know.
I know.
He hung on in there when I thought... When I thought none of you would ever speak to me again.
Oh, Tom.
And I was so ashamed. I just didn't want to show my face.
I know.
I couldn't bear to set foot outside the house and I think Roy feels much the same. I mean, the whole village knows what happened.
But he's going to work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good sign at least.
Well, I suggested we go for a drink, but that was obviously a step too far.
Well, don't give up.
Oh, I don't intend to. Well, thanks for the lunch, Mum. That was great.
Do you want some more pie?
No, I'd better get out there and see what Johnny's up to. But before I do, have you spoken to Helen this week?
Only in passing, why?
I did the Borchester deliveries as well yesterday, including Ambridge Organics, and I was a bit shocked.
Why?
When Helen and Kirsty ran it, it was always bright and welcoming, but now it looks unkempt. You know, shelves not restocked, boxes of stuff left on the floor.
Oh, dear.
And Helen knows there's a problem. She told me last week she was concerned because the Christmas sales figures were so bad, and she needed to have a word with, what's her name? Tina.
Helen's not supposed to be working there anymore.
I know. But the shop was always her pride and joy. Only when I tried to talk to her about the state of it, she practically bit my head off.
She has got a lot on her plate at the moment.
Well, I know, I know.
She's been working all hours since Dad's accident. The dairy wouldn't have survived without her putting in the hours she has. And of course it happened just at the time she'd actually decided to give up work.
Yes, why did she do that?
Oh, don't ask me, Tom. But that was her plan, and of course it all went out the window.
But if the shop is going downhill, you'd think she'd want to do something.
Yeah.
And it affects all of us, Mum. I mean, it's a significant part of the family business.
Do you want me to have a word with her?
Would you?
Oh, afternoon, Carrie.
Oh, Susan. Oh. Am I glad to see you?
Have you been on your own again today?
No. Helen was here. Oh. But, well, she's not the kind of person you can have a gossip with at the best of times. No. And just lately, she's... Have you noticed?
No, I've hardly seen her.
Barely says a word. And then jumps down your throat if you ask a simple question.
Anyway, where are we up to?
Oh, this is the strawberry just going through. So if you could get the blackcurrant ready... I've measured out the puree.
Okay. Oh, I've just been having lunch with Emma.
How's she doing?
She has some very strange ideas, my daughter.
Why? What's she done?
Well, they want to do this wedding on a shoestring, which is fine.
Yeah, of course.
But she's talking about getting a second-hand dress. Like from a charity shop or something.
Oh, that's Palin's influence, that is.
Oh, you reckon?
Only they don't call it second-hand no more. It's vintage.
Well, she can call it what she likes. But as far as I'm concerned, second-hand is second-hand.
I know what you mean.
I've offered to help her buy something, but she won't hear of it. And honestly, Clara, I can't bear the thought of my daughter walking down the aisle in someone else's cast-offs.
Go on. In you go.
Well done.
So we're checking for condition, right?
Yeah, making sure they're not too fat or too thin.
Why are we doing it now, in the middle of winter?
So we can be sure that they'll be the right weight in spring when they calf.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you just feel here, between the hip bone and the last rib. Now, I should say this one's a bit on the chubby side. Put your fingers there. Can you feel that fatty tissue?
It's like ever so slightly squishy.
Yeah, and if you're not sure, the other place to check is round the tail head here. Can you feel that?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Now, the point is, an overweight cow is likely to have problems when it comes to calving.
So what do we do?
Put her on a low-carb diet.
You are joking.
No, that's more or less it. We mix a bit of straw with the silage so there's less energy.
And what if they're too skinny?
Well, that can lead to metabolic disorders in the growing calf.
So we have to feed them up.
Exactly. Now, what number is she?
1043.
Okay. You can let her go. I'll just make a note.
Next one in?
Yep.
Come on. Don't make such an old fuss.
Does it make you nervous?
How do you mean?
Working with the cattle. I mean, since Dad's accident.
Sometimes. When one of them's a bit crabby like that, it does bring it back. But I'm not letting it get to me.
Good. And as I said before, the important thing with any job is preparation.
Like setting up this race.
Exactly. We worked out just where we wanted the cows to go and made sure all the hurdles were secure.
All right, old girl, nearly done.
What do you reckon?
Feels just like the other one to me.
Let me. Yeah, you're right. Definitely on the podgy side. Do you want to make a note?
What?
On the clipboard. Number...
No, you're all right.
1186.
You can do that. I'll see to the gate. Go on, then. Off you go.
Johnny?
What?
Has anyone ever talked to you about dyslexia? Oh. I mean, it's possible...
Okay, give me the clipboard. I'll write the notes.
It's all right. I've done it. I just wondered...
I'll get the next one in, then, will I?
You work so hard, and you pick up on things really quickly.
Next one?
Yeah, go ahead. But I can't help noticing...
Come on, old thing, in you come.
You seem to have a bit of a problem when it comes to writing. Will you let me help you?
I reckon this one's a bit on the fat side and all.
Sit yourselves down, I'll put the kettle on.
Yeah. The reason we're here, Emma...
Clary's had a wonderful idea.
Oh, yeah?
About your wedding dress.
Mum, I've told
you. Yes, I know. You don't want to spend any money, I get it.
The thing is, Emma, your mum and me, we've been making clothes all our lives.
Yeah.
So we thought, the two of us, between us, we'd like to make your wedding dress.
Make it?
That way, you could design it yourself, choose your fabric.
We'd buy the material and whatever you fancy in the way of trimmings.
And that way, you could have exactly what you want.
And it wouldn't cost you a penny.
It'd be our wedding present to you.
What do you reckon?
Oh, well, I don't know what to say. That's so kind.
Is that a yes?
Yeah. Yeah. A homemade dress to my own design. That's just perfect. Thank you.
I told Grandad what you were doing this afternoon. He was very impressed.
Was he?
And is this your homework?
Yeah, it's Tom's supposed to be helping me. How's he doing, Grandad?
To be honest, Johnny, he's getting awfully bored.
I wish I could go see him a bit more often.
Well, that's the trouble with him being stuck in Birmingham.
Aren't they supposed to be moving him?
Oh, hi, Mum. Didn't realise you were back.
No, I only just got here.
Dad all right?
Bored.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I was just telling Johnny. They did say they'd be moving him this week to Felpisham, but there are no beds available at the moment. Anyway, have you had supper?
Yes, there's some ham left if you want a sandwich.
Well, I think I'll just go and have a bath first, actually. So I'll leave you to Johnny's homework.
OK.
See you in a bit.
Right. Now, I've just printed this off and I want you to read it out loud.
Why?
Just give it a go, OK?
What is it?
It's from a magazine.
Why is it on this brown paper?
I'll tell you after. Just read it.
OK. Winter is a really challenging...
Good.
...time. The cold wind and snow put stress on...
Gestating
cows. Many of them at the auction market show weight loss, resulting in poor body condition.
Well done! That's brilliant!
Went bad, was it?
You read so much better from that buff-coloured paper than you did from the book.
What's that supposed to prove?
It's just something I saw on the internet, that people with dyslexia...
Oh, not that again.
...can find it much easier to read off coloured paper.
Well, what help is that when all the college books are white?
You said that there's this learning support team at college?
I mean, that's for thickos.
Johnny, you're not thick, all right? I suspect you're a lot brighter than I am.
No way.
And learning support will certainly know more than I do about how to deal with, you know, problems with reading and writing.
I've managed okay up to now.
You failed your maths and English.
All right, apart from that.
And if there's one thing I've learnt this past year, it's that asking for help is not a sign of weakness.
Phoebe, darling.
Mum!
What?
Don't you ever knock! I'm in the middle of getting dressed here.
Sorry, my bad. I just wondered if you fancy going skating this evening after college.
Not really, no.
But we had such fun at Lower Loxley.
That was in the holidays.
Well, something else then. Bowling or cinema?
Not tonight, Mum.
Ooh, can I borrow your eyeliner?
Yes, all right.
So much better than the one I've got. I really must get one of these the next time I'm in Borchester. In fact, if we meet up this afternoon...
I've got work.
What work?
College work.
That's not going to take you all evening.
I really can't go out on weeknights.
I get so bored here on my own all day.
Aren't you supposed to be starting this course?
I still haven't heard from the uni. How about we go to that juice bar in the old market?
No, Mum.
I'll drive you home straight afterwards.
I'll get the bus, thank you.
I don't suppose you've got any green tea, have you?
I don't think we have. There's chamomile and lemon and ginger.
Oh, that's no good, I'm afraid. Green is what Kate favours these days.
You'll have to go to Ambridge Organics for that.
No car this morning. Kate's gone off with it. I hope she brings it back this time.
What?
She took Phoebe out to lunch last week and had a glass of wine with it, and Phoebe took the car keys off her and insisted she came home in a taxi.
Would you?
Well, the young can be so censorious, can't they? And, of course, by the time we picked the car up, he'd have got a parking ticket.
Ooh.
Oh, I had better get an extra bottle of milk. Oh, and some bread for Lillian.
When's she back from Madeira?
Tomorrow afternoon. Matt will probably stock up on the gin, but, oh, I don't suppose he'll remember the basics. Now, brown rice.
Behind you, second shelf.
Ah. Oh.
I love the photograph, by the way.
What?
On the village website. The Safe Committee with the old plough.
Oh, yes, it turned out very well, didn't it? It's a shame David couldn't be in it.
We went to look at a milking parlour on Monday. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing another one today.
Anyway, I've sent the photo to the Echo, along with our programme of forthcoming events. Let's hope they print it this time.
It really is miles from civilisation, isn't it? Ages since we came through that last village.
Now, I reckon the entrance should be just down here on the right.
It would help if someone cut these hedges back a bit.
Yes. Look, farm entrance.
Oh. Well done, Pip.
Eden. Isn't that a lovely name?
Doesn't sound like the kind of place that's run by robots, does it?
It's not. It's run by a very nice couple called Mick and Angie.
Oh, I was expecting you back before lunch.
I'm sorry, Mum. You didn't need the car, did you?
Oh, I was going to visit Tony this afternoon. Pat says he's fed up and longing for visitors.
It's not too late.
Yes, it is. There's a letter for you.
What?
It's on the side there. I think it's from the university.
Oh.
Well?
Oh. Yes!
You've been accepted.
Oh, I am pleased to inform you that your application for a place on the Advanced Diploma course in International Development has been successful.
Oh, well done, darling.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, I must text Phoebe, let her know. I wonder if she'll change her mind about going out this evening. After all, I expect I'll have uni assignments next week, so I won't have another opportunity.
Have you had any lunch, darling?
There, that's done.
There's some soup left, if you're hungry.
Oh, no, I've eaten. I've found this wonderful juice bar.
Yes, you said.
But what I didn't realise is that they sell all kinds of organic stuff. Honestly, Ambridge Organics had better look to its laurels. Have you been in there lately, Mum? It's looking distinctly down at heel.
Did you buy some more green tea?
Oh, have we run out?
You know we have.
Well, doesn't the village shop stock it?
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'll just pop this in the oven.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's carrot cake.
Oh, yummy.
Well, I wouldn't bank on it. I'm not used to baking without butter or eggs. And I'll give it 45 minutes to start with. So, have you got anything planned for this afternoon?
Not really, no. Unless Phoebe can get off early.
Well, you can give me a hand if you like.
What with?
Oh, the Save campaign. We're having a jumble sale.
A jumble sale?
And I want to get some flyers printed.
Oh, Mum, that is so last century.
We need to raise money, Kate, and it's a perfectly good way
to... No, campaigns these days are all about social media. You want to get Phoebe onto it. She's the expert.
She certainly seems to spend a lot of time on Facebook.
And to be honest, Mum, I'm feeling a bit frazzled after doing battle with the Borchester traffic. Oh, I think I need to go and meditate.
Mmm. I was ready for this.
Nice, isn't it?
It's almost as good as the book. Mm-hmm.
Though I wish I'd had the pork now, like you.
So, anyway, what did you think?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Did you?
Didn't you?
Yeah, it was good.
Like I said, the thing that's worried me all along about robotic milking is how do you combine it with a paddock system?
Right, and now you've seen how.
Well, we've seen the paddocks. We haven't actually seen how it works.
Oh, but it's the middle of January, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
And nobody's cows are outside.
But that's my line in the sand. Whatever milking system we choose, our cows are going to be outside on grass for as long as possible.
Yeah, which is why I brought you here. That's what Mick and Angie want for their herd.
I knew you had to have your parlour in the middle and your paddocks fanning out like a clock face, but I couldn't imagine how a cow right on the outer edge, hundreds of yards away from the parlour, would find her way back.
Come on, Mum. Cows are very intelligent creatures.
Not all of them.
Yeah, but it's like Angie said. As long as they can see the parlour, they'll head straight back from like half a mile away.
It'd take a bit of constructing, though, wouldn't it? Paddock system like that.
How do you mean?
All those trackways?
You need them so the paddocks don't get poached.
Yeah, I get it. But with a layout like that, I mean, it's miles more trackways than we've got at Brookfield.
Oh, come on, Dad. The cost of laying a few extra tracks is peanuts.
Compared to the cost of the robots, it is.
And the other worrying thing, Mick said that their electricity bills have rocketed because you need constant water heating as well as constant milk cooling.
But at the same time, you're getting increased milk yield and healthier cows.
I just feel that...
What?
Well, compared to that terrific herringbone parlour we saw on Monday...
Oh, Dad...
I'm not sure that we can justify the extra cost.
You're saying we can't afford it?
You really liked that herringbone parlour, didn't you, Ruth?
Yeah. But it would still mean getting up at 5 a.m.
Exactly.
And we could afford this, couldn't we?
Well...
With what we're getting for Brookfield.
There wouldn't be much left over.
Yeah, we don't need money left over. We'd have the most brilliant, efficient... state-of-the-art farm.
Should I give Grandad a shout?
I think this rice needs a few more minutes.
See those senses, love.
You got through all right, then?
Yeah, no problem. What's for supper?
We're having lamb, and I'm doing some rice to go with the ratatouille.
Lovely.
Did you speak to Nolly?
No, she was out.
Oh, well, that's a shame. She was out when I called at the weekend. Haven't spoken to her for ages. Have you, Phoebe?
No, not spoken. We just keep in touch on Facebook.
But she's all right, is she?
Oh, it's summer over there, Mum. She'll be out swimming and having barbecues.
But if you tell her you're going to Skype at a particular time...
I know, you'd think she'd be there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got a new box set when I was in Borchester, Phoebe. Modern Family. Have you seen it?
No.
It's supposed to be hilarious. We can watch it after supper.
I've got work to do.
I thought you'd done it.
Not all of it, no.
Oh, Phoebe, I've hardly seen you at all today. And next week when I start my course, I guess I'll be lumbered with a load of work, so we'll have even less time together.
All right. But just one episode, okay?
Hello? Gran?
Oh, you're back. You must be ready for some supper.
Oh, my goodness. What's all this?
Stuff from the attic. I got Josh to bring down a couple more boxes.
Doesn't look very exciting.
No. This one seems to be full of your Uncle Kenton's school books.
Really?
Yes. I can't imagine he'll want to relive those years. But I'd better get him to have a look before I chuck them out. Anyway, how did you get on?
Oh, Gran, it was great. They're lovely people and they've got this terrific robotic milking system along with the grass paddocks. It's exactly what we want for Hadley Hoch.
It sometimes feels as if machines are taking over the world.
Oh, no, it's the most brilliant labour-saving invention, Gran. I reckon in 10 years' time, every farm will have them.
Really?
But yeah, the main thing is the cows can choose when they want to be milked and they thrive on it.
I'll take your word for it. When I was young, sometimes, cows were still milked by hand into a bucket.
Yeah, but for the same reason... We're still rearing cows to produce milk to feed the world.
Yes, but the pace at which things change can be rather alarming.
There's a message left on the phone from Gail. The Marleys' solicitors got back to her.
And?
Steve and Roz are prepared to meet half the cost of the new slurry storage system.
Half?
So they'll knock 70 grand off the purchase price of the farm.
Oh, that's a lot better than I expected.
Is it?
Well, don't you think? I really thought they'd offer some talking amount, like 25,000.
Did you?
Well, what's the matter?
Well, it's just... Like we were saying, at every turn, the cost of this move seems to be mounting up.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Mum.
Hi.
I hope you're all hungry. I've made a shepherd's pie.
Ooh, lovely.
It'll just need 20 minutes in the hot oven.
I've been telling Gran all about the robot milkers.
Makes me feel very old.
I know what you mean. Although, it wasn't the fancy machines that won me over. It was the people.
No, they were nice, weren't they?
The way they talked about how their lives have been transformed. Not having to get up at the crack of dawn. And not having to spend hours in the parlour every day.
Yeah, and the cows are happier too.
Yeah. And she said she and Mick get to spend much more time on their actual welfare instead of just whacking the clusters on them twice a day.
And what do you think, David?
It was very impressive.
But...
Well, we've had a call from Gail, our solicitor, and the Marleys are only prepared to pay half the cost of the new slurry tank. So, if we go ahead, we're going to have to find another...
So, what do you mean, if?
Well, I'm just saying.
Of course we're going ahead. We don't have a choice, Dad. There aren't any other farms on the market, and in so many respects, Hadley Hoch is exactly what we want.
Yeah, I know, but...
And we've had this amazing offer for Brookfield, which is going to pay for everything.
Well, not absolutely everything.
You can't back out now.
I'm not going to back out. I'm just trying to be realistic. But since you and Pip are so very keen...
You have to accept the will of the majority.
I suppose I do. So... We'll invest in the robotic milkers.
Yes! I knew you'd see sense, Dad.
She's been updating her accounts and she's actually made a decent profit.
Oh, that's great.
Well, if you don't include the price of the van.
Oh, she's been working her socks off.
Yeah, I told her, whack your prices up a bit.
Has she made any progress with the search?
What search?
Well, premises for the tea room.
Oh, didn't say.
Oh. Well, can you shove those tonics over?
Yeah.
There you go.
And if we're helping Fallon get her business on a sound footing, well, we ought to do the same with ours.
How do you mean?
Well, talk to Lillian.
Yeah, I suppose.
What?
Well, don't go getting your hopes up too much.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just the bull was her family home when she was a kid.
Yes, I know that.
And she has a real sentimental attachment to the old place.
I have a sentimental attachment to Brookfield.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, I didn't...
No, but letting it go is opening up a whole new chapter in my life.
Oh, yeah, it's not like Lillian needs the money.
She doesn't have to sell us all her shares, but, you know, if she was happy to become a minority shareholder...
So we get the control and interest.
Exactly. That would make all the difference, wouldn't it? We'd be in command of our own destiny.
Well, if you put it like that...
Which is what every businessman, every business person, wants. My brother and sisters have all got it, so why not me? Us. Just imagine what we could do with this place.
I could certainly do with a bit of smartening up.
Didn't I bring some bitter lemons in?
Yeah, they're over here. Hang on.
Ah, cheers. See, if we move out, get a place of our own...
Oh, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, then we could let out the upstairs rooms.
Oh, yeah. Bit like Sid used to.
Boutique accommodation in a country inn. We'll be raking it in.
Well, first things first. Let me have a word with Lillian. She's back from her holiday today, so maybe later in the week. Oh, hey up. Look who's here.
Morning.
Oh, not you again.
Hello, Harrison.
You're giving this pub a bad name.
What?
People are starting to ask why there's always a police car in the car park.
Every pub should have one. Keeps the vandals at bay. And the opportunistic burglars. Oh. Is Fallon around?
In the Ploughman's, I think.
Oh, great. Cheers.
Oh, young love. He can't keep away, can he?
Matt! Matt! I'm home! Matt! Where are you hiding?
Oh, my God. What on earth? Hello? Police.
Anything of interest?
In the Echo? Doubt it. Oh, though I did send them a little piece about the Save campaign along with that photo.
What?
The countryside should not be a museum, says Damara Boss.
Let me see.
Phil, a full-page profile of Justin Elliott.
Oh, I don't believe
it. With a great big photograph.
Oh, look, wax jacket, leaning on five-barred gate, trying to look like he belongs in the countryside. Oh, what does he talk about the road?
Well, it seems to be more generalised stuff, but... Hey, listen to this. Local businesses and local politicians are working together to create a better future for South Borsetshire. It is vital that this area competes for its share of investment. Otherwise, people will move away in search of jobs, local services will spiral downwards, and the area will go into a decline.
Oh, so his solution is to create a massive industrial distribution hub.
Yeah, well, he doesn't seem to mention that.
No, of course he doesn't.
Why? He just goes on about how much he loves the countryside round here. Hey, listen to this. I have roots in this glorious part of the county, and preserving its natural beauty is my number one priority.
Oh. What? So there's no reference at all to the scale of the development?
No, nothing.
No mention of what Carol and Jim uncovered at that LEP event?
No. And I told Liam all about it. Okay, we couldn't provide concrete evidence, but... He knew.
Yes.
The Echo knew.
Mm.
So any journalist worth his salt would at least have asked Justin some searching questions.
Oh, this is just blatant propaganda on behalf of the developers.
Oh, how could they let him get away with it?
And nothing about the Save campaign?
No, not a word. Oh, so much for unbiased journalism.
I've been away for a couple of weeks.
What time did you get back?
Just now. I rang the police straight away. I was surprised you got here so quickly.
Well, I was in the area.
Well, I opened the front door and the burglar alarm wasn't switched on, so naturally I assumed Matt was at home.
Your partner?
Yes, Matt Crawford. So I called out to him, but Then I came in here and I saw this.
The open safe?
Yeah, and the pictures.
What pictures?
Well, there were paintings on the walls. The safe was behind one of them, and there was another one over the fireplace.
Valuable?
Oh, yeah, worth several thousand each.
Hmm. Anything else missing?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really had time to look properly. I went upstairs to see if Matt was in the office, but he's not there. And the car's not in the garage, so this must have happened since he went out.
But you don't know when that was?
Well, no, I've been abroad. I've only just got back.
Any sign of forced entry?
What?
I'm just wondering how the burglars got in.
Oh,
Back door?
Well, no, that was still locked when I went to check on the car.
And the office? There's a fire escape, isn't there?
No, that door's bolted on the inside. And it doesn't look like the French windows.
No, don't touch anything, please. Forensics will want to check for fingerprints.
Oh, right.
It's odd, though.
What?
If it was an opportunistic break-in, something that happened since Mr. Crawford went out, there's a lot of expensive electronic equipment in this room.
Matt likes all that kind of stuff. Television, sound system.
But none of it's been taken. Hmm. You seen this?
What?
Here, on the desk. There's a piece of paper with some writing. Sorry, Puscat. Does that mean anything to you?
And Jennifer sent them a load of stuff about the SAVE campaign. Not one single mention.
I have to say, Sheila, it's a bit of a mystery to me why you're still bothering with that.
What?
With the SAVE campaign.
Because I don't want to see this part of the countryside laid waste.
But don't you feel a bit of a hypocrite? I mean, we're all benefiting from Justin Elliott's largesse.
No, we're benefiting from Mum and Dad's inheritance planning.
Well, you have Elizabeth and me to thank for that.
I haven't forgotten.
Yeah, if we hadn't kicked up a fuss, Dave would have trousered the lot. Right. Oh, do you want some more coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I really should be going.
Have you seen Elizabeth lately?
Yeah, Mum and I went over at the weekend.
Oh, how is she?
Surprisingly upbeat, actually.
Oh, good.
Hiya, Sheila.
Oh, hello, Jolene.
I don't often see you in here during the day.
Oh, I needed to have a rant to somebody.
Oh, what about?
The Echo.
And Kenton was nearest.
Oh, what's up with the Echo?
Oh, there's an article in praise of our benefactor.
Oh, don't call him that.
Who?
Justin Elliott.
That article is a fawning, sycophantic piece of fiction.
Well, you know what they say. Today's newspaper is tomorrow's chip paper.
When was the last time anyone actually wrapped chips in newspaper?
No idea. Has he told you about our Burns night supper?
Well, when's this?
Well, Burns night? 25th. Looks like you'll come, Shula. You'll be a lot.
Oh, let me guess. Jazza McCreary playing the bagpipe?
Uh-huh.
Should be unmissable.
Oh, I'll see what Alistair's doing that night.
Oh, don't forget Shrove Tuesday.
That's not for ages yet.
17th of February.
Yeah, 3 days after Valentine's.
What have you got planned for that?
Oh, pancake races, pancake party in the evening.
I meant Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Didn't you have competing events last year?
Yes, we did. A delightful romantic dinner in the restaurant, somewhat marred by...
Completely upstaged by...
A raucous singles night.
A really fun singles night upstairs.
Oh, are you doing that again?
No, I don't think so. We'd probably end up in the divorce court.
Yeah. To avoid that fate, we've decided to hand the whole thing over to family.
Oh, very wise. Anyway, I must make a move.
Oh, I'd wait a few minutes if I were you. It's bucketing down out there.
Oh, no, not again. I'm supposed to be taking a bunch of kids out on a hack this afternoon.
Oh, I am so looking forward to that Australian sunshine.
Not long now.
Oh, I do envy you. Have you got it all planned?
Yes. Well, apart from, a few minor details.
I'm not doing boats, Kenton. Not after the last time.
Do you want to borrow an umbrella?
No, it's okay. Only hop and a skip to the car. Now, are you sure there's nothing I can do?
No, really.
Call someone to be with you?
Absolutely not. I just need to get hold of Matt.
But if he's not answering his phone...
Well, that's typical of him. And I'm sure there's a straightforward explanation for... Well, everything.
Okay.
Though I would be grateful... You won't mention this to anyone, will you?
Of course not.
After all... No crime's been committed, has it?
I won't say a word.
Not even to Fallon.
My lips are sealed, I promise you. Looks like you've got a visitor.
Oh, no, it's my sister.
Do you want me to hang around?
No, it's all right, you get off. Thank you for being so understanding.
My pleasure.
Afternoon, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, hello.
It's all right. It's nothing to worry about.
What are the police doing here?
It's a false alarm.
Oh, goodness. Oh, what a dreadful day.
Well, come in under the porch.
Bet you're wishing you'd stayed in Madeira.
Yes, I certainly am.
So what was PC Burns doing here?
Oh, he's such an idiot.
Why, what's happened?
Well, I arrived back from holiday feeling absolutely dreadful. Flight was a nightmare and I couldn't sleep a wink. And now I've got a splitting headache.
Oh, you poor old thing.
Well, when I got out of the taxi, the burglar alarm was going off.
No.
Now, I wasn't especially worried. I mean, sometimes it does that, you know, it goes off for no reason. And I thought, well, I knew Matt wouldn't be far away. But when I got inside, I saw that the picture was gone from the fireplace.
What, that beautiful one of the trees?
Yeah, yeah, and there was no sign of Matt. So I flew into a panic, I'm afraid, thinking we'd been burgled.
Oh, no.
And I called the police, but then I remembered Matt said he was going to take the painting to be cleaned.
Matt was?
Yes. We had some expert look at it, you know, who said it would be worth a lot more if it was properly restored. But by that time, PC Burns had turned up, and oh, Jenny, what a fool I am.
Well, never mind. All over now, and look, I have brought you some milk and butter and a loaf of bread.
Oh, you are an angel.
Well, I thought Matt wouldn't have remembered. Ooh, should we go in and make a cup of tea?
Well, actually, darling, would you mind awfully if I don't invite you in?
Oh, all right.
It's just my head is absolutely killing me. I simply have to go and lie down.
Oh. Morning.
Hello. What are you looking at?
You.
What, have I been dribbling in the night?
No.
I got yesterday's eyeliner smeared across my face.
Your face is flawlessly gorgeous.
Flattering.
And I still can't believe me luck that I'm here, waking up beside you.
Are you going to make me a cup of tea then?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Come on.
It's so warm and cosy in here. Mm. It's absolutely freezing out there. Mm. I think the heating's on the blink.
No, you're kidding.
We're supposed to come on at 7, isn't it?
Yeah. But if it is broken, you'll be able to fix it, won't you?
Ooh, I missed out on my GCSE plumbing.
But were you in my knight in shining armour?
I am.
Well, what use is a knight in shining armour if he doesn't know how to fix a boiler?
Well, there's nothing for it.
What?
We'll just have to stay in bed a bit longer, won't we?
I was just putting together a box of veg for Auntie Lillian.
Oh, is she back?
She was supposed to get back yesterday. Only Dad was asking after her, so I thought I'd call round.
How is Dad?
Cock-a-hoop.
Oh?
They finally got a bed for him in the orthopaedic ward at Felpersham.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, and he's actually being moved this afternoon.
Oh, Mum, so no more traipsing up to Birmingham.
Oh, it is such a relief, Helen. And it should mean I can get back to work next week. At least for some of the time.
Well, that'll be good.
Which should free you up a bit.
Oh, has been a bit relentless these past weeks.
Tom was saying you're a bit worried about the shop.
Oh, he told you, did he?
Yeah.
Yep, the trading figures for December were pretty abysmal, which came as a shock.
He always used to do really well over the Christmas period.
I know, but this year... Anyway, I went in one day last week to have a word with Tina and tried to figure out what had gone wrong.
And?
Oof, where to start, Mum? I mean, some of it was my fault for not bringing her up to speed on seasonal ordering.
Well, couldn't she work it out for herself?
Well, you'd think... Anyway, I sorted things out best as I could and, well, we'll have to see if the January figures are any better.
You're not planning to go back?
Well, I'll try and drop in again sometime.
But, Tom said it was looking rather tired and unwelcoming.
Yeah, he told me. The thing is, Mum, Rob's been so patient with me and so's Henry. He just got used to having me at home all the time and then suddenly I abandon him.
He's at nursery during the day.
Well, obviously, I'll carry on helping out as long as Dad's in hospital, and so will Rob, but he's really not keen. We both rather I didn't go back to the shop full time.
But surely it was Rob who appointed Tina.
Yeah, I know.
And if she hasn't turned out to be as competent as he thought, I mean, we can't just let things slide.
No, I know, but things are a bit difficult at the moment.
What, between you and Rob?
No, no, everything's fine. Between us, anyway. But, he needs me to be around.
Why? Helen, what is it?
Promise me you won't say anything to anyone.
Right.
Rob got this letter from the Child Maintenance Service.
Why?
Jess is claiming he's the father of her child.
What?
Which is absolutely not true, but she's named him on the birth certificate and everything. And now she's claiming maintenance.
But he can't be the father. Can he?
No, of course not. This is just Jess playing silly games. She simply cannot forgive him for falling in love with me, and she'll do anything at all to get back at him. And unfortunately, she's succeeding.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's so angry and upset, and he just can't let go. He just keeps coming back to it, to Jess, and he needs me, Mum. He needs me to help him through this.
But, I mean, surely the answer's simple.
What?
He only has to take a DNA test, and that'll prove he's not the father.
No, he doesn't want to.
Why ever not?
Because that would mean giving in to Jess's blackmail.
But if it'll get her off his back...
And if I suggest it, he'll think I don't trust him.
No, he won't. Will he?
I can't risk it.
But, darling, it sounds to me as if Jess is seriously unhinged.
She is.
So, you and Rob will never be free of her unless he takes that test.
What have you got against marmalade?
Nothing.
Well, you don't like it.
Well, it's okay. I just don't think it adds greatly to the toast experience.
Whoa! Marmalade is the only thing that makes toast worthwhile.
No. Plum jam.
Plum jam?
Yeah, or chocolate spread. Toast and chocolate spread, that is the ultimate comfort food.
Oh, you're a strange woman.
I'm a cold woman. Are you sure it's not the pilot light?
I don't think so, but I'm hardly an expert.
Yeah, I know. I'll just have to call the agent.
Perhaps Kenton could take a look.
Kenton?
Oh, and I've had an idea about this Valentine's night thing.
Oh, yeah?
How about we'll meet again?
What do you mean?
We'll meet again, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the song.
Yeah, well, it's the 1940s.
Yeah, Vera Lynn, get that.
Yeah, big band music, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and everyone dressed up in 1940s clothes.
Do you know what, Harrison?
What?
You're a genius.
I know.
So, there's nothing left in that account? Nothing at all? No, it's fine. I just wanted to be sure that the transfer had gone through. Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Oh, Matt. What have you done?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Anyone home? Can I come in?
Pat!
I did ring the doorbell.
Oh, you don't really hear it over here.
I've left a veg box down by the back door. I thought you might... Oh, my goodness me. What's happened here?
I know.
Looks like a bomb's hit it.
It's Anthea. Anthea's let me down rather badly.
Dear.
She's been on holiday for the past week.
She's usually so reliable, isn't she?
So maybe...
if a little bit fierce.
Maybe it's Matt. Who's the only he's gone away.
Gone away? But you've only just got back.
Well, the urgent business trip. You know how it is.
Right.
And I've had one of our contractors on the phone ranting about some unpaid bill, and I've been trying to find the paperwork, but honestly...
Oh, dear.
Needle in a haystack.
Not what you need when you just got back from holiday.
No, indeed. Pat, I would offer you a cup of coffee, but I promised this contractor I'd ring him back in half an hour.
Oh, OK. And
that was about 40 minutes ago, so would you mind offering
it? No, I'll leave you to it. I only called round to tell you that Tony's being moved.
Oh,
and
Pat, I'm so sorry. How is he? How's he doing?
I did wonder, you know, if we're going to have big band music, wouldn't it be great if people could actually dance to it?
Can anyone do that sort of dancing anymore?
Well, everyone watches Strictly.
Oh, the world is full of armchair dances, darling. But when it comes to actually tripping the light, fantastic.
Okay. Well, so why don't we organise a couple of practice sessions upstairs? On nights when we're not busy?
Mike and Vicky.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's who you need to get.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I'll give them a call this afternoon.
Oh, look who it is.
Hello.
Hello.
You really can't keep away, can you?
I just happen to be passing.
You happen to be passing at least twice a day.
I bought you a present.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Chocolate spread.
I won't ask.
Stop it, Mum. Oh, thanks.
And Fallon's just been telling me all about your idea for Valentine's.
Right. Genius or what?
There's a letter for you. Mm. Looks official.
Oh. I don't believe it. This is absolutely outrageous.
Shh, Henry will hear.
Blatant harassment.
What does it say?
It says, that since there is no conclusive evidence to prove I'm not the father of Jess's wretched child, I will have to take a DNA test.
Right.
It's not right, Helen. It's a gross invasion of my privacy. I'm the innocent party in all this, and I have to prove my innocence.
Shh, darling.
Sorry.
But if you refuse...
There is no way she's getting a penny from me. We realise that this may be a difficult time for you, and we hope to resolve your dispute as soon as possible. Oh, how can they do this, Helen?
Rob, darling...
How can they take the word of a clearly deranged woman against mine?
Please don't take this the wrong way. I trust you absolutely. I know you're not the father, but... If you don't take the paternity test...
I'm not doing it, no way.
But if you don't, how are we ever going to be free of her? She's just going to carry on like this, taunting you. And I can't bear it.
I'm sorry, darling, I'm sorry.
So isn't it the sensible thing to do, to take the test?
Well, then she'll have won.
She'll have won if you don't.
No, Helen. I am not dancing to that woman's tune.
I hope you don't mind. Only I was worried about you.
You know what's happened, don't you?
Well, I saw the note, so I sort of put two and two together.
He's done a runner. Matt, my partner.
I'm sorry.
And he didn't just empty the safe and take the decent pictures. He's taken everything.
What do you mean, everything?
Well, he must have been planning it for ages. Even the wine in the cellar has gone.
Was it good stuff?
Oh, yes. Matt knows his wines.
Right.
And the bank accounts have been emptied. Even some of the business ones. Well, I haven't got to the bottom of everything yet.
Why would he be desperate for money?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but he's obviously in some kind of trouble, and it must be seriously bad trouble if he felt... Well, if he couldn't even admit it to me.
Do you want me to report
it? No, no, absolutely not. You mustn't breathe a word about this, not to anyone.
Okay, okay.
Promise.
If that's what you want.
Matt and I, we've stuck together through thick and thin. And I'm not giving up on him now. One way or another, I'll find him. And we'll sort this out. Together.
Thank you.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.